Oh, Cross.
That's what you call.
Have you ever heard of a name for a castrated horse or a castrated cow?
No, I don't guess I have.
Or a castrated cat?
I know Mr. used to castrate cats and dogs, things like that. You know what? I don't know what the name of them, man.
What kind of sound does a calf make when he's being weaned?
Well, he just lows.
And what kind of sound does cattle make at feeding time?
Well, they just holler. They want you to come home and feed. Now, I got some chickens. When time comes for me to feed them, when I come, the wife will save me up the cold bread. And when I come, miss, if they don't, they hear me come in, and if I don't come on out there and get some bread, that's that old sister that's crow. He's crowing now.
I heard that.
Yeah, and that's why he's coming. For me to feed. There they come. He's crowing.
What kind of sound do horses make at feeding time?
They whip or something like that, neck of fuss and mews and things.
Have you got a general term for, like, to feed the cattle? I mean, is there a general term you use for... Like somebody, did your mother ever tell you, did she always just tell you to go feed the cattle, or did she have a special way she told you to, like, go feed the cattle?
Yes, and she'd have a special way. Y'all go and slap them hogs and go and feed them cows and feed them chickens. Feed them cats and feed them dogs, all such as that.
The wishbone part of the chicken that children like to play with, and they like to...
It's the puller bone.
What's supposed to be the story behind that? I mean, when they stick it, your kids stick it up on the
table? Yes, so the first somebody come in there, if it's the person come in there, if it's a man, and you're a man, and it's a woman, you know, if a woman put it and stick it up there, the first man come in, they say she a man. And if a man stick it up there, he says, the place you want, a girl, something like that. He holds
my finger, and he just looking at that stick in my face, and he had it in the pits, seeing all them color folks there. But he wasn't scared of nothing. I said, you ain't never seen a sniffle scared of nothing. And your daddy, when he was young, you talk about a good-looking white man, that he was a good-looking man.
He was.
Yes, he was.
Well, I bet you he was a cutter. How'd he act, Hattie?
He was a cutter.
Don't you tell your mama, I have seen your mama cry many times. George don't go, he be the high. But he was a good looking, and I know your mama was kind of jealous.
Had to be, yeah. I've heard them sit down and tell stories, and I get to thinking, why? You know, mother's so soft spoken and so subdued, especially when you think about her with daddy.
That's right.
Daddy's so much wilder than mother ever thought.
Yes,
I wonder how in the world did they ever get together.
Yeah, your daddy was a good looking, he was round face, he was good looking when he's young, he's good looking yet, but you know, when he was young, she was, your mama was crazy about him too, and he was crazy about her, but he was wild.
Mm-hmm.
He had to run around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have thought about that a bunch of times. I hear daddy tell stories about what he did when he was a young and good and gracious. I thought, no wonder my mother's getting gray-headed.
That's right. Yeah, she would say, George, don't want him real young. And he says, I'm going. I'll be back after a while. Something like that.
And out he goes.
Out he goes.
Well, let's see if we can get back to the chickens and the hogs, and we'll be through here in a little bit. The edible part of the hog, the insides of the hog.
We call them chitlins. And some folks will call them guts.